from KQED.
Next week could, and I'll say it again, could be the week Congress unveils comprehensive immigration reform. California, of course, is home to more than 2 million immigrants who are here illegally, living in the shadows to avoid deportation. And so a deal on immigration would be huge for California, affecting workers, service, and high-tech employers, growers, and families with mixed immigration status. It could also change our state and national politics. And joining us now to talk about all that, two people representing key interest groups in this issue. Barry Bedwell is president of the California Grape and Tree Fruit League. He joins us from our bureau in Fresno. Mr. Bedwell, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Scott.
And in Los Angeles, Mike Garcia, president of the SEIU United Service Workers West. His union represents more than 40,000 janitors and other service workers in California. Mike Garcia, hello to you as well.
Thank you.
Let me begin by asking each of you, and I'll start with you, Barry Bedwell. What still needs to be worked out? What's the toughest and most important issue that still the details are still being considered and debated?
Well, I think from an agricultural perspective, we have to look at the practicality of immigration reform being a two-pronged approach, dealing with those individuals that are here without documentation, but also creating a very important visa program that needs to really replace the current H-2A program, which we've learned over a number of years is unworkable. And then also, as the general business community has discussed the idea of a cap, how would a potential cap impact agriculture as well?
And Mike Garcia, from a labor perspective, I assume you might agree with some of that, but what else?
On the guest worker program outside of agriculture, the U.S. Chamber and the AFL-CIO and the unions were able to work out an agreement, and they passed that on to the Congress, who is, I understand, willing to accept that piece of it.
Barry Bedwell, from growers' perspective, what difference will it make to them and also to the migrant workers that you depend on to have this worked out?
Well, I think it's a huge difference in terms of we all understand that we're watching a situation of seeing the labor supply tightening. There's no question about that. And looking at the needs of California agriculture as well as the rest of the nation, we know that for California, for instance, we need something in excess of 440,000 workers. The reality is that we want a situation where people can go home comfortably every evening, feel safe and secure. And the idea of living in the shadow is a very real one. I think more and more the grower community understands that this is a situation that needs to be corrected.
And Mike Garcia, what difference will it make to the employees you work with, janitors and other service workers?
Well, it'll dramatically change their lives, stabilize their very existence, remove the fear element of ICE, what we call ICE raids, and potential loss of jobs and income, broken families, and destroyed lives.
Let me ask you about this path to citizenship, or what critics call amnesty. That seems to be one of the big sticking points. Advocates for immigrants are concerned that that path could become more of an obstacle course. Barry Bedwell, I don't know how much of a dog you have in that fight, but what do you think is the right balance to strike?
Well, I think, as it's been said, the last election has consequences. And one of the consequences was, I believe, the idea that the issue of citizenship generally was acted upon by the electorate. Having said that, I think we need to create a system, a fair system, so that the right individuals can move on a pathway to citizenship in a reasonable amount of time. I think it's something that most people would look at now as not a reason for failure. And I am concerned that particularly with some members of Congress, they tend to continue to get hung up on the citizenship issue. And I think we can address it properly by making the right requirements, whether it's background checks, whether it's the whole idea of getting in line in the proper placement. The idea of citizenship is one now that I think is part of the general attitude toward accomplishing immigration reform.
Mike Garcia, from your perspective, the perspective of your union, what would you say is a non-negotiable? What has to be in the final package that comes out of Congress?
Well, we have to have citizenship. This, I think, is the number one issue. And I agree with Barry that I think most folks have crossed that hurdle and understand that citizenship is and should be part of the package. It's the right thing to do. It's the fair thing to do. We understand there's a lot of pragmatic issues to address, such as making sure that taxpayers aren't paying for costs or any of the new people coming into the system. But we have to make sure that those that genuinely want to be here and make a life here have a fair opportunity to do so without the overly restrictive fees, penalty, and assessments.
And Barry Bedwell, we keep hearing that this is imminent, a deal that is, but if you were a betting man, how would you place the odds right now?
I would say 50-50. Unfortunately, I wish I could be more optimistic, but I think there are some obstacles to overcome. I think there has to be a realization that as we look at the components, particularly of a visa program, and the need for once people become legalized in the United States for agriculture, we've known that historically agriculture is a pathway into other occupations. Having said that, and as people move potentially out of agricultural employment, we're going to need potentially more visas as well. So these are all intricacies that I think have to be discussed. The politics are always very difficult, particularly in the House of Representatives. But, at this point in time, I'm probably in the middle.
All right. Barry Bedwell, president of the California Grape and Tree Fruit League in Fresno, and Mike Garcia, president of the SEIU United Service Workers West, joining us from Los Angeles. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.